Podcast being brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. If you're having a tough time sleeping, I highly recommend Fuel Up Rest. Go to fueluphydration.com/Sandy and order yours today.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sandy Show. Hello to my old friend Meg, who I know is out there listening somewhere in Radio Land.
She's probably wondering what she did that you stopped telling her good morning.
I don't know. Maybe I'll pick it up again. I don't know. Thanks for listening. Wherever you threw me off.
I'm sorry. Because I talked on the radio show.
Wherever you are, however you are listening. From sea to shining sea, thank you very much for being a part of the best part of our day. Special shout out to all of you that are listening in non-traditional methods, whether that is on a smartphone or on a smart speaker, computer, or whatever, however you're hearing us, thank you very much. We appreciate it. My name's Sandy. This is my wife. Her name's Trisha.
Hi, friends.
T-shirt today says, fun fact, I don't care.
I don't care.
That's on Trisha's T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. That's something that goes through my mind about 1,000 times a day. I don't care.
Trisha has become funny T-shirt chick.
Yeah, but I'm only sleeping in them. I'm wondering if I should take them out into the world and share them with people.
I think you should. I think you could get away with it, actually.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they are. That one about hates people, loves coffee. What is that one?
Loves coffee, loves dog, hates people. I slept in that one night and then like on a weekend day took our daughter to Chipotle and somebody in the line was like, where'd you get that? I love that shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be sharing them. I don't know.
Yeah, out there just advertising for people.
I'm telling you, we're going to make a shirt that says straight sugar.
Straight sugar.
Straight sugar. I already got a couple of listeners who've texted me straight sugar.
I know. And I'm vetoing our 14-year-old daughter's veto.
Yeah, I tried it out on her in the car one day when I picked her up from school and she looked at me like I'd lost my mind.
But then she told me that she used it without even thinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's our new saying is straight sugar.
Yeah.
If something's good, straight sugar.
Straight sugar.
Right.
She goes, I just say light work. I was like, straight sugar is like the gangster version of light work. Right?
Yeah, I invented that a couple of days ago. Trisha actually was here and to witness one
of my... I'm giving you credit for this
one. Many inventions that she doesn't give me credit for.
You didn't invent got milk.
Did.
No.
Did. Got ripped off by a big ad agency there on Madison Avenue in New York City.
You didn't.
I did.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, I told Whoopi Goldberg that once.
What?
Yeah. You remember the famous picture of Whoopi Goldberg in the bathtub of milk?
Yeah.
The Annie Leibovitz photo?
And you just happened to be talking to Whoopi Goldberg?
I was interviewing her, and I told her, I said, you know, I originally came up with the Got Milk. And she was like, no, you didn't.
That's right, you didn't.
I said, yes, I did, Whoop. I wouldn't lie to you, Whoop. She was actually very nice. A lot of people, not big fan of Whoopies, but whatevs.
Whatevs. Right?
Coming up on the show today, hopefully I'll be able to bounce back from yesterday's defeat in the feud. Trisha gave me a thrashing.
It was a solid performance on my part.
It was pretty good. That's true. So we're going to play the feud, and Trisha is going to report the news as she does every day. With the story we love. It's coming up. The Sandy Show is proud partners with our bank. We invite you to open your account effortlessly online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing that I'm on a hot streak with entries into my diary of perpetual disappointments.
I mean, it's good for the show because it's really funny. I don't know what it means for what's going on in your real life, though, baby. Sandy, the IRL, as the kids call it.
These are things that I have in my diary that I'm mad at, basically. Perpetually angry about.
Perpetual disappointment. Diary. Just that alone is funny.
And I'm super dedicated to it, too.
You have a lot of entries.
Some of my entries are in there, how I know I'm not one of God's little soldiers.
Board games I'm not good at.
Board games I'm terrible at. Emails I should have never sent.
Yep.
People that won't call back.
I mean, ideas that I'll never follow through on.
Yep. Genius ideas, I think, that I'll never follow through on. My latest entry into my diary of disappointment is... facts I wish I didn't know. Just things I wish I did not know.
So instead of just letting yourself forget them, you're journaling them so you can go back and remember, I wish I didn't know that.
Yes. I'll give you some examples that I jotted down in my perpetual disappointments diary. facts under facts I wish I didn't know. There's over 250,000 deaths a year due to medical error. Another fact I wish I didn't know. There's between, according to the FBI, between 25 and 50 active serial killers in the United States. Wish I didn't know that.
I wish I didn't know it, but actually I'm kind of intrigued to know it.
I also wish I didn't know that everybody, you, me, and everybody listening, you swallow 22 gallons of mucus a year.
Ew, gross.
Another fact I wish I didn't know that's in my perpetual disappointments diary. On average, you secrete 26 gallons of sweat.
Stop being gross.
Into your bed per year.
Ew, stop.
That's why I write them down. you want one more that I learned?
No,
This is one that the last part I jotted down under facts I wish I didn't know. Scientists say that a body submerged in deep water will be skeletonized in less than 4 days.
Wow.
Isn't that creepy?
That is something. Things eating on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, a dog will eat you.
No.
Yeah, if you die in your house alone and your dog is still alive, after a couple of days, that dog will eat you. Yes,
Bumper
he will.
Would have never eaten us. Bumper would have never eaten us. Shiny never would have eaten us.
They both would have to the bone.
No, she would not. She would have laid guard, protected us.
No, she'd have eaten
until the authority came.
She's a dog. Mm-mm, Bumper, I know, would have eaten.
No, he would not. He would have tried to bury us. Remember how he tried to bury everything?
Yeah, he would have.
Push stuff on us with his nose. Yep,
Bumper was our chocolate lab. Rip to the bump.
Rip to the bump. Rip to the shine.
Rip to the shine.
Oh, I miss them.
Maybe I'll catch a break and not have another entry into my perpetual disappointments diary, but
we might need a break from the gross ones like that one.
You never know. Stick around. We've got more coming up. Got the story we love in just a moment. What you got?
All right. Guard dogs obsolete. If you think you thought a dog guard dog was guarding you, wait till you hear the new version I have.
And they got a new and improved guard dog.
A new and improved, quoting fingers, guard dog.
All right. That's coming up in just a sec. Thanks for being with us. She's Trisha. My name is Sandy. If you have not downloaded the Sandy Show podcast, do that. Make sure that you follow us as well. Wherever you get your podcast, there's that little follow button. Just tap it. All right. That way you'll get notified every time we put out a new episode, which is every single day. It's the radio show without the music, without the commercials, and it's available wherever it is that you get your podcast.
The stories we love.
All right. Guard dogs are obsolete now because now what you got to buy is a robot dog with flamethrowers attached to their heads.
Stop.
Nope. I'm not going to stop because that's a true thing. It's a company called Throwflame. Is selling a robotic dog called Therminator for the low price, Sandy, of $9,400. You operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames out of its head up to 30 feet in front of it.
30 feet?
30 feet. It's terrifying. There's a video of this machine in progress. It looks like some sort of alien, and it's walking around in the forest, and it has some green laser light coming out of its head, and it just is scary music. It's walking around, and then all of a sudden it identifies something and shoots flames out of the top of its head. The website says they're legal in all 50 states. You just have to special permit in California and Maryland. Good for you, California and Maryland. I think there should be a special permit for this.
Golly, if you're that paranoid.
I know. They're not necessarily pushing the guard dog angle, but they do list 8 different things they say this robotic flamethrowing guard dog is good for. Controlled burns.
Stop.
Ice and snow removal. Clearing weeds. Pyrotechnics or entertainment. And also pest removal.
Pest removal with a 30-foot flame.
Right.
You're going to have a burnt down house.
Controlled burn.
Yeah. What's your pest? A bear?
Right. What the hell pest do you have that you need this?
Where do you live that you need a 30-foot flame to take down a pest?
Clearing weeds. I mean, I got a weed eater in the garage.
Yeah. I can pull them out of the ground and put them in a bag.
I mean, he just looks, I don't know if you can tell, he looks like out of like crazy sci-fi movies.
Speaking of flamethrowers, I'm in the prime and watched the whole thing, but rewatching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's on FX channel.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
The flamethrower scene at the
end. You don't see that coming.
No.
You definitely don't see that coming. That's one of those movies that I was watching, and until the very end, I was like, wow, Tarantino's really chilled out on the violence. Until the end. I was like, oh, no, he did.
He saved it all for the end of the movie.
Yeah, he did. Well, I'm going to try to do better than I did yesterday. I really don't need to do great. I just have to do 1 point better than Trisha.
But if I do great.
If you do, it's a competition between T and I. It is our version of the Family Feud. Trisha will be Mr. Steve Harvey. You look good in a mustache. I will be the contestant. Let's play the feud.
All right, here we go, Sandy. Question number one. Name a reason you'd be nice to someone you don't like.
Because I want something.
All right, question number two. Name a food you use a spatula for.
Pancakes.
Question number three. Name something that mothers make their children feel guilty about not doing.
Cleaning their room.
Question number four. Name a type of fish a restaurant might feature as a catch of the day.
Salmon. Salmon. The L is silent.
Okay.
So like the P in pterodactyl.
Exactly. Tell me something you'd hate to find on the end of your nose.
A booger.
A boogie.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
I feel okay.
All right, here we go. Get your calculator.
You'll know I'm feeling good when I say straight sugar.
If you get to say straight sugar.
Yeah, if I get to.
All right, your first question was, name a reason you'd be nice to someone you didn't like. Sandy said, because you want something from them. Number three answer. I feel like that should be higher.
Yeah.
You get 17 points for that one. The number five answer was, they had a death in the family. They have money. Number two, you work with them. Or the number one answer was, because it's the proper thing to do. Would have never gotten the number one answer.
The proper thing to do.
Your second question, name a food you use a spatula for. You said pancakes. Number one answer.
Ding, ding.
38 points.
Straight sugar.
Mm-hmm. Straight sugar. Number five was barbecue. Use a spatula for barbecue?
Flip burgers or something.
Okay, I don't think burger. Anyway, hamburgers, cake batter.
Almost said cake batter. That's fine.
Eggs. I'd have laughed if you'd said cake batter, and then there it was. Eggs, and the number one was pancakes.
Okay.
Question number three, name something that mothers make their children feel guilty about not doing. You said cleaning. Of course, it's the number one answer.
Straight sugar.
5 points.
How many?
55.
Holy cow.
Number five was make them feel guilty about not visiting, not brushing their teeth, not doing their homework, and not calling their mother. Question number four. How many you got right now?
110 points,
Whoa.
Trisha. 110.
Sandy, question number four. Name a type of fish a restaurant might feature as a catch of the day. You said salmon. It was the number two answer, 20 points.
20.
Number five answer was perch.
Perch!
Right! What in the world?
Catch
Red
of the day.
Snapper.
Perch.
Trout. Number one was catfish.
Catfish.
Oh, my grandma would have been excited about that one.
Well, she would punish a catfish.
Ooh, she loves some catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken, you would never know that there had ever been any meat on a chicken bone after she's done with it. Crazy. Final question. Tell me something you'd hate to find on the end of your nose. You said a booger.
Yes.
Number two answer.
Two? What's number one?
24 points. The number one answer is a pimple. I think I'd be way more embarrassed about a boogie. The number five answer was food. A wart. Number three, a bug.
I scored 154 points.
Fine showing. I don't know if it's a straight sugar showing.
Nah, I don't think it is, too. I think 160 is the mark for straight sugar.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Trisha's got to beat me. Let's see if she can do it. Stick around. Round two of the feud's next.
103.1, Austin.
Hey, when it comes to getting a new roof, you got a lot of options, and you got to get someone that you trust. That's why I'm going to tell you about someone that I trust, Hunter at Callaway Roofing. Call him. His number is 512-690-1079. It doesn't matter if it's commercial or residential. They are licensed, insured, and bonded, and they'll give you a free inspection. They can do repairs or a full replacement, and they have 24-hour emergency service. Call Callaway Roofing. Call 512-690-1079. That's 512-690-1079. And it takes some comfort in knowing they offer the best warranty in the business, and they install full GAF roofing systems. Call them today, 512-690-1079. Ask for Hunter. Great service and the best warranty in the business. Call Callaway Roofing. I scored 154 points on the feud. Trisha's going for a sweep of the week. 1 point more and victory is yours.
It's just 1 point.
It's our version of the family feud. Let's play. First question, Trisha. Name a place which usually flies the American flag.
The United States of America.
I think they're looking for a place. A
courthouse.
Okay. I'm too lenient with you. I really am.
Are you not rooting for me?
No. Name something a rabbit might do in the magician's hat.
Poop.
Of course you would say that.
What else would he do in the hat?
Name something people always have to cut.
Hair. Okay. I mean, they don't always. Grass.
Ooh. Name something that happens to a bed when it gets old.
Sags.
Like your butt.
Like your face.
Like your butt. Straight sugar. What's the most important quality an employee can have?
Punctuality.
Okie doke. Let's see how Trisha does. See if she can.
Oh, I feel 155. 155. 155.
You feel it?
I'm feeling it.
All right. Trisha, your first question was, name a place which usually flies the American flag. Trisha's first answer, the United States.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Duh.
Then I gave her a few clues, and she came up with a courthouse, which is the number 5 answer.
5?
4 points.
Oh, no.
Other answers given. At schoolhouse, White House, a government building, and the United States Post Office.
Is a courthouse not a government building?
Not specific. No. No.
So if you want to say that,
so is the White House and so is the Post Office.
Well, then I think they should all be covered. Four points.
Negative. Question 2. Name something a rabbit might do in the magician's hat. Of course, Trisha went with poop in it. That's the number 1 answer.
Yeah,
for
it is.
51
points. 51. Sandy, we're scored. I'm back in the game. 51.
Other answers given. Eat. Take a nap, disappear, hop out.
Almost said disappear.
Third question, name something people always have to cut. Trisha said their hair.
Almost said grass, but I said hair.
It's the number 1 answer.
Always go with your gut. How many points?
49.
Not mad at 49. 49
plus. How many you have?
104. You had 110 at this mark.
All right.
I'm in the game all right.
Fourth question, name something that happens to a bed when it gets old. Trisha went with sags.
Mm-hmm.
Like her butt.
Like your face.
Number 1 answer.
Yeah.
43. That's a winner, winner, chicken dinner, isn't it?
43 plus 147.
All right. So I need
8 points,
to
right?
Win.
47 for
you need 8 to win.
8 points.
Final question was, what's the most important quality an employee could have? How Trisha got this answer, because she has none of these, but she said punctuality.
Being on time, attendance.
Needs 8 points to sweep the week.
Come on, 8 points.
It's the number 1.
Oh, yes.
19 points.
19.
Yep.
That gives me a smooth 166 straight sugar.
Yep. 166.
166 is definitely straight sugar.
327 points for the week.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
Fire, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
166.
I say you got lucky.
I don't think so. I don't think I did. I think I have a very good brain.
Be sure
to
download the Sandy Show podcast where you get your podcast. Stick around. We've got more coming up. Boy, I always know when Trisha is full of caffeine and full of adrenaline.
Yep.
And it happened yesterday. Let me kind of set this up for you. So yesterday, Trisha, our daughter's on a track club, and she throws the shot put and discus, and they have workouts 3 days a week. And last night was one of those nights when they had a workout. And Trisha goes, and one of the other moms, couple of the other moms, sometimes mm-hmm. they walk around the track. Well, they've recently decided to start doing the workout, the warm up part of the, and then going and walking. Uh-huh. And so yesterday was one of those days.
Yesterday was the strength and conditioning day.
Right.
We did the warm up and then they went straight into strength and conditioning. So here's the problem. He did not say, blowing a whistle saying, warm up's over. Now it's strength and conditioning. I got sucked into strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
I didn't plan on doing it.
Right. Yeah. So I get, Trisha's gone an hour. She left the house an hour ago. I'm taking a break, watching TV, doing whatever, goofing around on my phone, who knows what. And my phone rings and I get the full rundown of everything that they did
for an hour
and how long it took them to do it and how much rest they got and how far they had to jump and how the our daughter was laughing at her.
I think that I just was confirming that I was still alive, that you could hear me, that I had not passed on from my workout, because that's what it felt like.
You were wound up.
I had adrenaline shooting out of my eyeballs by the time the workout was over and I called you.
Right. And then you can tell me more about the workout in just a sec. But then at one point, she pauses long enough to take a breath and says to me, so, what's been going on? And I was like, you've been gone an hour. Nothing. It's been an hour.
I'm in the same spot I was when you left.
Exactly. Nothing has happened. I was like, what does this chick want from me?
Oh, my God. My body was shaking. I was walking around the track. I wasn't sure if my legs were going to hold me. All I'm saying is that I was all for the warm-up. I've done it before with them. It's some stretching. It's you do these rollers on this pipe. I mean, I've done it. It's hard, but I did it. But again, I got sucked into the strength and conditioning, and then I was like, I got to keep doing it. I got to try. I thought I was going to die. I was this close to dying like 5 times is what it felt like.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I had to bow out when he had them feet together, like your feet are tied together, jumping up a series of steps every other step.
Yeah.
I did it one time. Then I was like, I'm never doing that again ever in my entire life. I did it. I did 90% of the work.
When they finally get home, Trisha's like walking into the house with our daughter. And she's like, oh, I can already feel my body
starting to
hurt. And I looked at the fuzz. We looked at each other and I said, we're going to hear about this for a while.
Yeah, you are, because you know what? I'm 53 and I did the same exercise as those 15-year-old kids did. So yeah, we're going to hear about it.
But you quit. The others didn't.
I did 90, maybe 93% of the workout.
93.
I'm going to say 93. At one point, they had a 15-pound medicine ball that they were throwing up the side of the hill. And then you have to run up the hill and get it to keep it from rolling back down. And wherever you catch it, you throw it up again all the way to the top of the hill. Did that once. They did it like 3 times.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it was great, but oh my gosh. And so when I called you, Sandy, really, I think that like my hands were shaking. I didn't know if my legs would actually get me around the tracks, around the track. And I think that I had to get my energy out. You didn't help. You did not help at all. You mocked me.
I was like, I just about died. So what else is going on? I'm like, I've been gone an hour. No, stay with us. We've got more coming up on 103.1. Our bank proudly sponsors The Sandy Show. Make the switch effortlessly by visiting www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Trisha's got the story we love coming up in just a sec. What you got for us?
All right. We're going to talk about that matchup coming up in July between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
All right. That's a moment away. Yesterday, I asked on Facebook. I told everyone, good morning. Tell us where you're listening, how you're listening, et cetera. We got people that are listening to us in Austin, Texas, Altus, Oklahoma, Chicago, Illinois, Southern Illinois listening to us in Rockford, Cookeville, Tennessee. It's kind of cool.
You said Oklahoma, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Altus, Oklahoma. Yep. Elko, Nevada, where they're listening.
Rock yep. with the good hair. That's where he lives.
Where his mom told me, says, hopefully the Mormon crickets we have taking over our town don't take us out. Have you heard about them?
Remember last year?
Yeah.
How bad they were?
They swarmed Elko.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, God, I hope that didn't happen to them again.
So it's nice to know that there's people listening all over the country. Mm-hmm. We do appreciate it.
The stories we love.
All right. So Mike Tyson currently ramping up for his July bout with Jake Paul. And I'm going to tell you this. It is clear that he is taking this matchup seriously. He posted some footage of one of his training sessions on his Instagram page. Yeah. And he was pummeling his trainer, the guy that he was training with. I mean, pummeling. He 100% can still knock somebody out for sure. In fact, it was so impressive that the guy he's going to be fighting against, Jake Paul, couldn't help but notice, and he left praise on his Instagram page about the video he just saw.
Yeah.
I think he should be a little bit more scared than he is. He wrote, he's the best ever, most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. Meanwhile, this is a guy who's getting in the ring with him in July.
Yeah, he is. I honestly believe if this is were a serious fight, that Mike could knock him out. You know, but they're wearing, 16-ounce gloves?
Yeah, puffier gloves,
yeah,
right? More padded.
Right.
But I don't know if they've actually 100% announced if it's being billed as an exhibition fight or not, but I feel like because of the gloves it is.
Yeah, the only legitimate conclusion you get out of this is if Mike knocks him out. Because no one's going to believe that Jake Paul beats him in a fight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just fixed. None of these fights are sanctioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's show business.
Right.
Is what it is. But man, I wish Mike could do it for Gen X.
I know.
Mike,
just
do it for Gen X, baby. Just show him you're not as good as you once was, but you're good once as you ever was.
But also, Jake
do
Paul.
Do it for Toby.
A little cocky.
That's what I'm saying.
Do it for who?
Do it for Toby. Toby Keith.
Oh, yeah.
That should be his walkout song. That should be Mike's walkout song.
That's true.
That would be awesome.
I mean, but I'll tell you this, though. This Jake Paul guy, I mean, I know who he is. He's got a chance. Even though he praised that video, he said, I'm still going to defeat him. Jake Paul, 6'2", 205. His record is 9-1.
I don't care. He was in the Mickey Mouse Club. I don't care.
Mike's record is 50-6.
Yeah, Mike fought real fighters.
This
kid hadn't fought anybody.
Jake Paul, I think you might think that the more tattoos he has, the stronger it makes him. I don't think it does. I think that's going to help him.
That's the story we'd love. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy. We got more coming up. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast edition of The Sandy Show. Brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Go to fueluphydration.com/Sandy.